This is Lawyers Who Needs Them. Back to your hosts, Jim and Randall.
Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
I'm Jim Hartman.
And we appreciate you joining our program. If you have a question for us, kindly send that to info@lawyerswhoneedsthem.com. I-N-F-O, info@lawyerswhoneedsthem.com. Let's pick it right back up here. Oh, this is a great one here. Nude baby photos can result in an arrest?
Yeah, this is an interesting thing. There was a recent Utah case involving some misinterpreted baby photos, and it serves as a cautionary tale for parents who are tempted to snap photos of their nude babies. Now, you know, you always had these cute little pictures of the baby naked on its
laying
stomach.
Laying on its stomach. Yeah,
right.
I have one of those.
Well, this case began this spring with a call. See, everybody minds everybody's business. There was a call from a Walgreens photo technician, alarmed by a picture of a man kissing a naked baby on his face and his buttocks, and they say his genitals, according to an ABC News report. But the man, Sergio Diaz Palomino, his name's unimportant, was arrested and deported. And his wife was also arrested. And the child was removed from the home, according to a column published by MSNBC. However, the charges were later dropped after police determined that there was no sexual abuse. The prosecutor said the picture, when taken in context with about 30 photos snapped at the same time, showed a proud father kissing his baby after a bath.
Of course.
Now, I know I kiss my babies all over, too.
Right.
I say the genitals, but,
right.
You know, maybe it looked like that in a photo, but anyway, he was kissing it on behind and all that.
Right,
we all did. So, there's a new, so anyway, it got cleared up. But a New York University law professor, Amy Adler, who says the days of photographing your kids running naked through the lawn sprinkler may be over. Remember those
pictures?
Yeah.
Too? I never did that.
Well,
I was allergic to grass.
Well, you should have stopped eating it. That was the problem. You can't graze. A baby's not supposed to graze. So what the parents might think are normal pictures, you know, and could be seen the wrong way. As a legal matter, parents should be extremely cautious. And she says, I hate that. I think it is a shame. Well, it is a shame, and I don't know if you have to be that cautious. This is kind of an aberrant situation.
Right.
But
was it Walmart? Was it a Walmart person?
No, it was the Walgreens.
Oh, Walgreens. They're the worst kind.
Well, they were doing the photo. We must have been one of these photo guys.
Yeah.
Well, on the other hand,
photojournalist.
Got to understand something.
Yes.
Which is difficult for you.
I understand.
Understand anything. You understand? You understand?
I don't think so.
You think you can understand?
I don't think so.
Anyhow, the difficulty becomes about all of these social workers telling people to report anything you see suspicious.
Of course.
So if you're walking down the street and you have your kid's hand in your hand, right away, I touched the kid,
right,
or this and that.
But it's gotten out of hand.
These pressures have gotten
no
out of hand, and
intended.
I don't know where you begin and where you stop. So that's what happened here, and the poor guy, he went through the dickens, you know.
Horrible. Well, I would say don't go to Walgreens.
Well, not with
now. We'll be hearing from the Walgreens people.
Not with naked pictures,
right?
You know, and maybe the guy did the right thing.
You know, you're right. I'll have to take it all. Everything I said about them, they're not the worst kind.
You said you don't understand. I tell you, you don't understand.
All right,
you don't understand.
Yeah, sometimes
that's
the worst
one of the problems I have with you. You don't understand.
All right. Well, let's see if the Supreme Court understands, because this week they declined to stop the military from I'll start again.
Yeah.
You got me. Start again tomorrow.
Yeah. Why don't I tell you?
They're not lifting the ban.
That one was so hard because
I couldn't tell if they were lifting or putting it down.
Okay.
That was the problem.
Well, as you know, the ban was declared illegal and unconstitutional and so forth. And these log cabin Republicans, actually, who are...
Log cabin Republicans?
They are gay Republicans.
Oh.
There is such a thing.
Okay.
But anyway, the log cabin, and they call themselves log cabin Republicans. And anyway, they had won a district court ruling last month, as you recall, in the United States District Court, that found the policy was unconstitutional, and they barred the military from enforcing it. Then they appealed to the U.S. United States Court of Appeals. That is, the appeal was taken by the Obama administration, which is against Don't Ask, Don't Tell anyway, but
right,
they have to, if the government is, they have to represent the government. That's
right.
The Attorney General,
okay,
who's not much of a guy anyway. Appeal to the United States Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit and won permission to continue enforcing it while the court reviewed the case. And, of course, they must have got a conservative panel out there, because the Ninth Circuit is really very, very liberal.
Very liberal, yeah.
However, they went to Justice Kennedy to see if he would issue a stay pending the determination of the issue in the United States Supreme Court. And these things are a little complicated. You can get a stay pending, but anyway, the Supreme Court said, no, we're not going to lift the stay imposed by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and we'll when we hear the case. So the case will now proceed through the appeals courts based in San Francisco. See, they haven't heard the thing yet.
Right.
The Third Circuit, I was asking for a temporary stay, and they gave it a temporary stay till they hear the case.
So now it's in effect.
It's in effect.
The rule is in effect.
That's right.
Don't ask, don't tell. That's in effect.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
And then they're waiting for the
Court of Appeals to decide, and then the Ninth Circuit, then it'll go to the United States Supreme Court.
All right. So you think this one's going all the way to the big guys?
Oh, I think so.
All right.
I think so because there's so many groups that are so vehement about their position.
Right.
Yes.
Well, I want to tell you about a friend of yours. Actually, not a friend. He's an attorney, and he is suing for a misspelling in the Yellow Pages. What do you think about that case?
This is an interesting case because man is a nut. He's a South Dakota lawyer. Now, what they spelled was he has a phrase in his Yellow Page pad, the trial lawyer fighting for your justice. And they misspelled justice. They spelled justice. G-U-S-T-I-C-S. So he said that hurt him.
And his name is Mr. Manny
DeCastro. Manny, I think you're full of baloney. But he says the suit, he shouldn't have had to pay the $6,700 and a little more than that. Charge for the ad. Well, maybe he's right there.
Well, that's a different story.
But he says he deserves compensation for humiliation and loss of business. What's he humiliated about?
That's ridiculous.
About?
It's a misspelling.
Well, he said, you know what he says? He says when someone looks for a service in the phone book, they're going to choose the person that knows how to spell. I don't know about that. I mean, they understand there are typographical errors.
Well, in this case,
there's a typographical error. How can you be humiliated?
Right.
I got a hunch that Manny, that you ain't the greatest lawyer in the world. But at any rate, you're a little bit sensitive.
Well, he was.
Don't worry, he had his tagline that got all screwed up in the air. So,
well, I think the Yellow Pages should be considerate of this and make him an offer.
They probably will. They'll probably settle it.
Yeah.
But
next time they'll get his number wrong.
Yeah, but he's suing for it because $1 million probably for the humiliation.
Right, which is ridiculous.
There's no humiliation in that.
Right.
Okay.
If they had him listed under the plumbing organizations, that's a different story.
That could be very humiliating if you're an attorney. They get real money.
That's the thing, you get a lot more money.
Right.
Yeah. Could charge more.
Oh, that's right.
All right. Well, if you're a plumber, thank God you're doing great.
You're doing very well.
We wish we were with you.
When we come back, I'll tell you about the plumber.
All right. Just in a moment, we're taking a short intermission. You're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them. We'll be right back.